Maybe you're in this space of knowing that you're being called to a different version of yourself, and it's becoming harder and harder and harder to create content. The online space is noisy. Maybe you thought you were sure of your message, but it's just not landing like it once was. Everything's feeling performative, and maybe you're internalizing some feeling around, I'm just not cut out for this. I'm not doing this the right way. And today I really want to chat with you about being in this space between who you have been and who you're becoming. And I want to be fully transparent with you that I am in this space as well. I'm right here with you. You can hear in my voice that I am a little bit under the weather, and I'm going to speak to that and speak to how all of this stuff, this world that we're living in, our nervous systems are struggling, and how it may show up in your body if you're listening. The emotional center of this conversation that we're going to have isn't content. It isn't marketing or business. It's grief. An underlying grief around our identity, around where the world is going, around how we don't feel like we can get our footing under us. It's around the uncertainty. It's the death of an old self before the birth of a new one. And I feel like there are not a lot of conversations about this in the online space right now, because it's sexier to sell someone a $27 template or a series of AI prompts that are going to find your voice in your human design or your astrology. Quantum leap. We're going to talk about that bullshit too. So I know that you know how it feels to be being called to another version of yourself, but to not quite be able to put your finger on it. It's like it's percolating inside of your body, bubbling up, and it's right there. The women that I work with most often do not feel like they have nothing to say online. They feel like they have so much to say that they don't know where to start. And they don't know how to make it coherent, and they don't know how to make it fit into a formula that's going to be Instagram friendly and put a pretty picture on it. There is so much bubbling up there. And if this is you, I know that you know that something is changing, both on a collective level. If you're into human design, then you're very aware that we are moving through into this 2027 mutation. We are in it now, my friend. And you can feel it changing everywhere around you. Something doesn't fit, but maybe you don't know what comes next. And that's one of the most uncomfortable places that you can find yourself in, especially as an entrepreneur. I have been fighting a bug for the last few days. It has really settled into my lungs. Yes, you can hear it in my voice. I'm no stranger to the fact that every time I do a new level of voice work, my subconscious shuts down my voice on some level, but it's also my lungs. And your lungs are an ability to breathe in the joy of life. I have a background in holistic health. I worked in holistic health for about 10 years. And the emotional cause of dis-ease, two words there, dis-ease in the body, always fascinated me, because there was always so much more to it than the physical issue that was going on. Do I have a physical issue right now? Yes, 100%. Do I have an underlying emotional cause? 1,000%. My lungs ache. My body aches only in the places around my lungs. There's something heavy sitting in my chest that won't break up. And whether you believe in the emotional component of illness or not, I can't ignore this symbolism. And I want you to think about how your body is holding things as well. Because this is how we get messages. We get messages from this physical container that we are in. I always used to say to my clients, you know, they would come to me for something and I'd say, your body's talking to you. And then it would get worse. And I'd say, your body's talking louder. And then it was like, your body is screaming at you. Like, you have to listen to your body and I have to listen to mine. Because I've been carrying a lot. There are some big decisions that we have been grappling with in our lives for a couple of years. We've got some real estate decisions to make. I've got business decisions to make, a collaboration that I've been invited to that I'm not sure if it's right or not. Friendships evolving, relationship shifting, financial stuff. You know the drill because I know you're in it too. And I'm questioning what stays, what goes, what comes next. And I know I'm not alone in this. Because we are living in a period of massive transition. Right now, our nervous systems were not designed to handle what we are faced with in the world and in the online world right now. And if you're here listening, you probably spend a lot of your days in the online space. And even in the last 6 months, it has changed so much. And it feels like we can't keep up. It feels like our nervous systems are being batted around. We don't know what's real and what's fake. You know, I've been following an account on Instagram. I'm like so kind of embarrassed to say this. Following an account on Instagram, and I really like her stuff. But there's something about it that I don't like. There's something about it inside of me that's like, oh, I don't know. And the more of her stuff that I watch, the more I'm like, I am sure that this is not a real person. I am sure that this is an AI account, that this is a bot. And like, it just does something to you inside. Like you feel duped. I feel duped anyway. We don't know what's human, what's AI. We don't know what's truth and what's performance. There's this rub between people really wanting to connect. And we can be that as entrepreneurs. We can be that connective force for people in the online space. But do we fall into patterns of consumption? That's where the rub is. And this is a sideline, but what would it be without a ramble from Vicky in a podcast episode? In my Design to Profit community this week, we were talking about how so many times as spiritual entrepreneurs, we have a real problem with social media. And many people in my community feel almost disgusted by it. And I kind of got up on a soapbox for a minute to say that we have the power to change this. You know, we can complain until the cows come home about the way the world is, about the way social media is, about the way everything is fake. But we have an opportunity. We can change that. We lead as entrepreneurs. If you don't love where social media is going, then you get on and you do something different. Anyway, that's the little rant. But the pace right now feels relentless. Everything is moving faster. There is so much noise. People are shouting. Everyone is preaching certainty. And believe me, that's in air quotes. Everyone acts like they have the answers. And so many of us are sitting back and going, I don't know if I have the answers right now. I know I do good work. I know that people experience transformation when they're with me. But I don't know that I want to be performative in being adding to the noise in the online space, let's put it that way. And all these marketing gurus assume that you know who you are, that you know what you want, that you know exactly who you serve, that you know exactly what you're building. You just need a better strategy or a better funnel or a better niche or a better content plan. But that may not be true anymore. Maybe what's actually happening is that your old identity is dying faster than the new one is forming. And you're in this place of angst around that because you can't show up as that person that you were in your business. And you're not fully confident yet that you can be who this new person is. Another thing that we talked about in the Design to Profit training this week was really about how social media is changing in that it's no longer about information. Even though we're seeing all this informative stuff and people doing educational content till the cows come home, like that dog won't hunt. That's not going to work right now. People really need to know that you are a real person and they need you to help them integrate what it is maybe that you're going through or what they're going through. Again, this all depends very much on your human design. My human design goes first. My human design, I'll use the term of a colleague, Kat Mattson, and she always says, actually, the first time we met, she said to me, thank you for working out loud. And that's very much what my design does. Even when it hasn't been fully formed, it's here leading. And as an entrepreneur, you are leading the way for sure, for sure, for sure. And you may be in this place right now where you're standing between these two versions of yourself. And I want you to explore how you can let that be okay. Because the internet is not going anywhere today. You are not running out of time. You're not on some deadline to have this all figured out and bring in all of these people. And sometimes what can happen in your business when you bring in people, when you're in this period of transformation yourself, when you're in this period of integrating these lessons and you're just in this in-between phase, is that you bring in the wrong people for you. Better to allow yourself to be in the in-between. Now, human design terminology, I'm a second line. I have really embraced the practice of being in the in-between in my life because that's exactly what a second line needs. We need to come back to ourselves before we can give to others. But whether you're a second line or not, there are going to be times in your life where you need to do this. So you're at this in-between phase. You're on this precipice between what you're becoming and who you've been. And it doesn't mean you're two different people, and it doesn't mean that before it was fake. It doesn't mean that at all. It's just new level, new devil. And if you are a spiritual entrepreneur right now, believe me, you are being called to your next level. Absolutely. We are part of this new world that is forming, and none of us knows what that's going to look like. But entrepreneurs hate uncertainty. We're the builders. We're the problem solvers. We're the action takers. We fix things. And maybe you find yourself scrolling for inspiration. This is something that I have been so guilty of lately. I've always prided myself on the fact that I don't scroll a lot. I go on and I do what I need to do on social media. That's why it may take me 2 days to answer your message on social media. I will answer, but I'm not always online. The last couple of weeks, I have found myself scrolling endlessly. Doesn't serve me, doesn't serve you, doesn't serve anything at all. I feel like sometimes it's a way where we can numb ourselves. We can take ourselves out of the discomfort for a few minutes of like, oh my God. And yes, sometimes I'm looking for things to respond to. Isn't that just the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard? Because we don't need to look for things to respond to as generator types. I'm a manifesting generator in human design. But it's like putting my focus on something outside of myself so that I can just be away from what's happening inside for a few minutes. Anyway, we may scroll for inspiration, buy another course, buy another $27 template, comment prompt for another prompt for my AI, ask AI for another answer, go through a therapy session with your ChatGPT, rewrite your bio, change the offers, redesign the website. And we convince ourselves that we are lacking clarity, that if we're just more clear on something, everything would be okay. But what I have come to understand is that we have to move through periods of uncertainty and a lack of clarity in order to get to the goods on the other side. I keep seeing these bazillion-dollar entrepreneurs or bot accounts or God knows what they are in the online space talking about quantum leaps. And it really pisses me off because I talk about it like it's all excitement, like it's all about the expansion. Like there's something missing in you if you're not ready for that quantum leap. Like you're sabotaging yourself. And spoiler alert, if you are in self-sabotage, big time air quotes there, it's because your nervous system is trying to protect you. It's not because there's something wrong with you. It's actually how you're supposed to be in life. Anyway, they talk about these quantum leaps. It's become this real buzzword in the online space, and it just makes me want to punch somebody. Because the quantum leap is not sexy. It's not about the thing that you're leaping to. It's not about the visibility or the money or the success or the expansion. Yes, it's about that stuff. Maybe. But how many entrepreneurs have you seen who have blown up in these quantum leaps? And they're preaching from the rooftops about these quantum leaps and yay, look at me and all of these things. And then you never hear from them again. They disappear from the marketplace. Poof, gone. It's because quantum leaping is not actually glamorous. It flippin' hurts. There is a lot of stuff that you're going to be asked to let go of in order to hold your expansion. There's a lot of stuff that I'm going to be asked to let go of in order to hold my expansion. The leap is not about what you're leaping to. It's about who you're becoming on the way to the leap. And becoming is rarely glamorous. It asks something from you. It asks you to release something, an old identity, a relationship, a belief, a pattern, a way of moving through the world. Sometimes your becoming is going to hurt. Sometimes it's going to look like confusion. Sometimes it's going to feel like grief and exhaustion. Again, to my D2P community, I can't tell you the number of times that we have talked in the last few months about the exhaustion on a level that we haven't felt it before. almost every day of my life at some point, I lie down on my heating pad in my bed, no matter how hot it is outside, for 20 to 30 minutes. That's what your becoming might feel like. And people don't sell that part because it's not sexy. And it doesn't sell their whatever offer that they're selling. The internet is flooded with stuff like this. But what people are actually starving for is truth. And truth sometimes sounds like, I don't fully know yet. I know that something is changing. I know that something no longer fits. And I'm in the process of learning to trust what is emerging. People need to see you as a human in the online space now more than ever. So how can you show up in all of your humanness and actually lead the way? If you're an entrepreneur, there's some way that you're meant to lead. It's in your human design, and we can absolutely uncover that. How you lead, how you speak, what your soul's message is, and you will still have this next layer to peel away for this world that we are moving into. So here are some questions for you as we close this episode. What am I no longer willing to carry? What doesn't come with me into this next chapter? Where am I pretending something still fits? Where am I clinging to something that's no longer for me? Where am I performing online just to be consistent? And I'm putting that in air quotes. What is my truth? What part of my identity has actually expired and I haven't let it die? What decision am I trying to force because I'm uncomfortable not knowing? And what would happen in my life and business if I stopped writing? And remember that you don't have to have it all figured out in order to be of value to someone. I sure as hell don't have it all figured out right now. But I have it figured out enough to help the people that I'm here to serve. Entrepreneurs go first. We always have. We don't wait until everything is figured out. We don't wait until the lesson is perfect. We let people witness the becoming. But eventually, it comes through for us because we're willing to explore these questions and we're willing to help our people integrate. So if you're standing between who you've been and who you're becoming, maybe your only job right now is to create space for yourself to allow the next thing to emerge. Maybe that is actually the quantum leap that you're here for. And maybe that's enough.